change your mind. Take a chance. I'm the first in line. Take a chance. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. You're listening to the Astro Hour, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Got that in 3 minutes under the, or 3 seconds under the deadline. My name is Zach Going. I'm sitting here with my reoccurring co-host, Chris Del Russo. Say hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Go to hell.
Come on.
Well, yeah, today's a radio show, friends. That was ABBA with Take a Chance on Me. Great song, amazing song. ABBA Gold is the one album everyone should buy, or any of their other compilations of all their hits, or like any of their other stuff, but like everyone should know the hits. I feel like ABBA hits are actual like cultural literacy that everyone needs to kind of absorb. Do you have any famous birthdays? What happened today in history, Chris?
Thomas Edison patents the motion picture camera in 1891, not 1981.
That's kind of cool. You know?
Yeah.
I'm down with that. It's kind of weird that Edison did that, but...
He probably stole it from someone.
I mean, stealing is, like, an interesting term.
Yeah.
Because, like, he had, like, a group of people that were working for him, you know, that he hired to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, like, how much anyone had, like, of a hand in the process is, like, an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Andy Warhol. You know, how most Andy Warhol stuff probably wasn't Andy Warhol, but like a lot of it was also Andy Warhol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what else?
1936, FDR gives FBI authority to pursue fascists and communists.
Oh, it was wartime, whatever. Next.
Eisenhower signs Communist Control Act, outlawing the Communist Party at the height of McCarthyism in 1954.
Wow,
I'm just reading the big block ones on thisday.com.
Something tells me also that this person might have had an agenda, whoever put this together.
1972, on this day, Gordie Howe is inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Okay, that's different. Right. That strays from the agenda quite a bit.
1981, Mark David Chapman is sentenced to 20 years to life for murdering John Lennon.
Okay.
Yeah. Your face during that. Bad radio, but it had the worst grimace. Like, oh.
Yeah, I don't really like John Lennon. I don't think he should have been assassinated, but I don't really like John Lennon.
1991, Mikhail Gorbachev resigns as the head of the USSR Communist Party. Man, this guy really has.
Okay, was it also like Che Guevara's birthday or something like that? Like,
no. But speaking of birthdays, Zach, it is someone that you admire's 40th birthday, I think.
John Green's 40th birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan. John Green gets a lot of flack from people online, but the thing that him and his brother have done to create positive spaces online is invaluable,
mm-hmm.
and I respect them wholeheartedly for it.
Tim Cook succeeds Steve Jobs as CEO of Apple Inc. due to Jobs' illness in 2011 this day.
Yes.
In 2015, Stephen Hawking presents a new theory on black holes at a lecture at KTH Royal Institute of Technology in Stockholm.
Okay.
Cool.
We are the Astro Hour.
Yeah. And then 2 years ago today, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announces that for the first time, 1 billion people logged into Facebook.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
1 billion.
Yeah. Oh, and 1 year ago today, a 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck central Italy and killed 268 people.
Ooh, that's not a fun one.
No. I didn't think it was. I just pointing out things that happened.
Oof. I mean, like, outlawing the Communist Party isn't, like, the greatest thing, but at least it's not, like, sad, you know? But that's,
Anyway, on to birthdays.
Yeah.
It's
we
also,
did John Green's birthday. That's all that really
it's
matters.
It's also Rupert Grint's birthday.
Nah.
Ron Weasley. A man I greatly admire, Vincent Kennedy McMahon's 72nd birthday.
Has Rupert Grint done anything?
He was in an Ed Sheeran music video for Lego House. He played...
That was years ago.
Yeah.
That was like when I was like a freshman in high school, I think, was when Ed Sheeran was popular.
He's still
popular. Except for that new song. The new song is amazing.
That whole new album is great.
Yeah, sure. I only know that one song, and that one song is amazing.
Also, Marley Matlin's birthday, who is famous for the three Trump kids that everybody knows unfollowing her at one time.
The three of the five Trump kids.
Yeah, three of the five Trump kids, but nobody...
Let's be honest, there really are only two Trump kids.
Yeah, I mean, we know Barron, but nobody really knows much about Barron, as they should, because he's 11.
Because
he's
a
alone.
Kid.
I mean, make fun of the other ones all you want. I do the same.
He just wanted to watch the eclipse.
He's 11.
He just wanted to watch the eclipse.
Yeah.
He hasn't sold his soul yet. He hasn't made his decision.
Like, make fun of the other Trump kids as much as you want. I do that as much as humanly possible.
Yeah.
But, like... We like, didn't make fun of Melania.
Melania has made her decision.
Yeah.
You know. Ivanka's made her decision. They're all complicit.
Yeah.
But Barron is not, because Barron is a child.
Yeah.
He can't legally buy cigarettes yet.
What's the fifth Trump kid's name that nobody knows?
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Tiffany is not complicit, because Tiffany, I don't even think I've seen a picture of her in the White House.
I don't think so either. I don't think she's welcome.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen her on CNN at all. I think Tiffany, I don't want to use the term woke, but she's more woke than any of the other kids.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like,
she was at one of the balls, I think, but like one of the presidential balls, but I don't think she...
Mm, it's still kind of complicit then.
Yeah.
But like, point being, she is not... Like, no one's saying, like, oh, maybe Tiffany might have some influence on the... No. Like,
no.
Nothing whatsoever.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get off that topic.
Yeah, let's go to a Strokes tune right now. Here we go with some of three of my favorite songs, kind of. Eh. One of the middle one's one of my favorite songs. The other two are, like, just really good. Bye-bye.
I pick the building that I want to live in. It's over there. Oh.
That is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? So I said before that set of songs that the middle song was going to be my favorite, but before, like, after I said that, I switched Don't Worry About the Government and Islands in the Stream. Islands in the Stream is one of my favorite songs. Don't Worry About the Government and Machu Picchu by the Strokes are great songs, but they're not some of my favorites. I like Machu Picchu a lot. I like Don't Worry About the Government a lot.
Is that from that, like, fourth album that they put out that not a lot of people liked?
No, it's not. It's from the third.
What's the album that they put out that nobody liked?
Come Down Machine.
Yeah, but don't yet.
I think. But wait, what? I'm very bad with the Strokes. I listen to them a lot. I like them a lot. Yeah, no. Wait.
I think Machu Picchu is
no, Come Down Machine was the fifth album that not a lot of people liked. Angles was the fourth album that Machu Picchu was off.
Angles.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, I think it was from the third, but then I was like, no, the third is First Impressions of Earth. So yeah, their
Angles
albums are,
is that one with,
Is
like,
This
the weird...
It, Room on Fire, First Impressions of Earth, Angles, and then Come Down
with
Machine.
Undercover of Darkness.
Undercover of Darkness, which is also
a
good song.
Decent song. You know, nobody hates
And then
it.
They just put out an EP, Future, Present, Past, last year. Uh-huh. So. That's The Strokes. Yeah. Not as good as Islands in the Stream by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, which is the final song there. Islands in the Stream.
That is what we are.
No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world. And we rely on each other. Uh-oh. Making love to each other. Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Zach going as William Shatner.
That was not me as William Shatner. That was No, well, Shatner has like a much weirder way.
Maybe
if we have time, I'll do his cover of Common People.
Rocket Man.
Which is one of my favorite things.
Burning out his fuse out here alone.
The reason I had to switch those songs is because I needed to shut down the first, or not listen to the first two in the station, because we were watching the BoJack Horseman trailer, which just dropped.
About 15 minutes ago.
Did we just tweet it?
No, it's not on YouTube yet, so we'll tweet it when it's put on YouTube, because Netflix put it on
BoJack
Horseman.
Just go like BoJack Horseman on Facebook, friends. Just go and do that.
So, Zach, first thoughts. Ready? Go.
I like that it is entirely from Diane's perspective, the trailer at least. I wonder how Diane-centric it makes me feel like the first episode is going to be a lot of Diane, and we're not going to know what BoJack's been up to until, like, the end of the first episode.
So, for those who are unaware of the show BoJack Horseman, first and foremost...
Yeah, go watch it. We've explained this a thousand times.
There's 36 episodes out right now. You have 15 days until the new season premieres.
36
That's, like, two and a half episodes a day.
22 minutes each?
Yeah.
22 minutes divided by 60. That's only 13.2 hours of BoJack Horseman. You can watch this all in 13.2 hours. You can do that in a day, theoretically.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, do you have work off today? Watch BoJack Horseman. You got 13 hours. Order food. You'll thank me. You'll laugh. You'll cry.
You'll self-loathe.
Watching all three seasons in a day, I will say, is an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, maybe watch one season a day, because...
One season a day is very interesting, and I highly recommend, like, I firmly believe this with a lot of, like, these new shows that kind of drop that are... Shows that are, like, season by season, I firmly believe that, like, you watch the season and then you need some time to digest, and you should also take that time to watch the trailer for the next season. The trailers for BoJack Horseman, there are only four of them, are all really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I mean, I
think season three is the best trailer so far.
Season three and season two, I think, are pretty fabulous.
Season three because it has Better Man.
It has, Leon Bridges in it.
Leon Bridges.
Well, what's the song in season two, in the season two trailer? Let's pull this up.
Bad Radio. Stalling for time.
Talk about BoJack Horseman.
Anyway, yeah, so... When we last left BoJack Horseman, spoiler alert for anybody who's going to listen, so... spoiler alert.
Hold on.
Horseman is our guest tonight.
Okay, sorry. I'm pretty f***ed up right now.
Sensor.
At least the sensor, great.
Well, that was another in a long series of regrettable life choices.
Will Arnett voices BoJack Horseman.
I can change, and I will change.
Oh, yeah, and this is the season where BoJack tries to change.
And I will change.
I was born to survive.
Every morning is a miracle. Hashtag every morning.
Hashtag
every
miracle.
Morning is a miracle. Hashtag BoJack thoughts.
You should probably leave, because I'm about to pretend to get a phone call.
I have a brand new attitude. God damn it, Honeydew? Jesus, why does Cantaloupe think every time it gets invited to a party, it can bring along its dumb friend Honeydew?
You're a millionaire movie star, acting in your dream movie.
In this scene, Secretariat's at his lowest. It's a dark moment.
You got it.
Action!
What are you doing here?
Did we get it?
It's I can tell by your show, face people. That we did. This is bad radio. What was it like? But there's another song. Oh, it's this song. It's Sleeping Pills.
Are you blowing it?
That's all I was trying to figure out. Amazing, yeah. Amazing.
We've had you listen to half the trailer so Zach could figure out a song.
I needed to. Oh, hey, I think the trailer dropped on this one YouTube site. Trailers, promos, teasers. I don't know. You could probably just wait, honestly. Oh, Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency has a season 2 trailer. I didn't realize that. Go watch BoJack Horseman. It's so important. It's a great show. Do you have anything else to say about it?
No, not really.
Let me see what the Reddit has to say about it. The BoJack Reddit is probably going crazy right now.
Insane, probably.
This is, like, honestly my favorite show, friends.
Yeah.
Not it. I didn't want to Google it. I don't want to I don't want to know about it. It's scary. I'm not a fan of like horror movies, friends. Like, I don't like them. I like thrillers, you know? Mm. Like Fright Night.
Like
great movie.
Like Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm a big fan of that song. Just talking about trailers for seasons of television, the Stranger Things season 2 trailer with Thriller in it.
I have not seen season 1 yet.
You should watch it.
Maybe the first episode and a half.
It's really fun.
Of the second one. I don't know if the first episode's really slow and like I just wasn't hooked like everybody
else. It's a little slow. It's a little slow. It's weird.
I mean, I'll eventually work my way through it before the season 2 drops, but
yeah. All right, we should get into some music. Yeah. Here we go.
It's a bad radio segment.
Yeah, you guys don't need to talk. You guys don't need to listen to us for too long. Here is some Modern Baseball.
Don't know how I got here.
And we're back, friends. That was Modern Baseball with Just Another Face, and then Bart to the Future Part 2, the musical. And then Somos with Strangers on the Train. Do you want to talk about that one?
Somos is just a local band. They were on hiatus at the end of the year 2016, and they last month posted new music in August on their Twitter, like unprompted by anything, that they were back together. And then I believe on Monday or Tuesday, they put out Strangers on the Train. So I've seen those guys live. They're a local band. I really like them. And yeah, that's it.
You're welcome, friends.
Yeah.
Expand
your horizons to local.
We have like a small message for you.
Yeah.
At this point. Here we go, Chris. Hit us up with this polite message.
Hey, everyone. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Test Educational Radio.
Everyone's favorite song from Guitar Hero 3.
I thought that was Dragon Force to the Fire and Flames.
That's the final. Interesting, this is the first song, and you just said the final song from Guitar Hero 3.
My favorite song from any Guitar Hero, Trogdor.
So, Foghat, the band that wrote Slow Ride, we're actually not going to listen to Slow Ride. Anyone who's tuning in right now expecting to listen to all of Slow Ride, I'm sorry. The funny thing about Foghat, the band that recorded Slow Ride, is that like the lead singer now has a winery, and it's called Foghat Wine.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah,
I've
Colbert that and Fred Armisen did a thing about it, where they were just doing taste tests of Foghat Wine while listening to like Foghat songs like very loudly. Great name. Foghat is a great name.
Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Marr.
Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Marr.
That's a Colbert joke.
I wish. I would love if Johnny Marr were.
What if we get Morrissey and Johnny Marr at the same time?
I would never allow Morrissey in his building. Also, I can't fill Morrissey's one request for interviews, which is that everyone in the building and involved in the production be vegetarian for the day. Because I wouldn't be able to guarantee that.
Well, you and I are the only one in the building right now.
I don't know if that's true. There are other productions going on in the building.
I don't think anyone's in the TV studio.
Fair. I mean, I don't know. There used to be a cafe downstairs. Now there isn't.
Yeah, there is no
Tufts
longer.
Daily is in and out every day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But the newspaper
buy Brown and Brew.
The print business is dying.
Wait. Print is dying, but also so is radio. So
no, we're not.
I was about to say print radio is dying. I don't know if print radio is dying.
Those talking pictures.
Yeah, the moving pictures, say. For those Tufts folks out there, we got some cool shots of all of the stuff being moved out of Brown and Brew. Maybe they'll be posted on Twitter. Maybe not. Maybe they'll be posted on my like personal Twitter.
Ooh, what do you call that, Zach?
Really cool.
That's called a tease.
A tease at the Astro Hour. Go follow at the Astro Hour. Quick promotion right there. I've got a few more songs that I want to play before we finish, so I'm gonna get to those real quick, and then we'll do some more talking, and we'll end with a song. How about that, guys?
That sounds.
You
cool.
into that? Here we go with some Weezer. Here's a live one, and then there's a new one.
God damn, you have Japanese girls. Do it to me every time. All the redheads said you shred the cello. And I'm jello, baby. But you won't talk, won't look, won't think of me. I'm the epitome, a public enemy. Why you wanna go and do me like that? Come down on the street and dance with me. I'm a lot like you, so please, hello. I'm here and I'm waiting. Good for me. I asked you to go to the concert. You said you never heard of them.
How cool is that?
So I went to your room and read your diary. Watching Grunge Lake drop New Jack through a press table. And then my heart stopped listening to Cho-Cho Sam. Fall in love all over again.
I'm a lot like you, so please, hello. I'm here and I'm waiting.
Oh, we're crazy now.
I think I'd be good for you, and you be good for me.
How stupid is it? I can't talk about it. I gotta sing about it and make a record of my heart.
How stupid is it? What you can live it up? Just come to me and say hello to me.
How stupid is it? For all I know, you want me to. But maybe you just don't know what to do. Maybe you're scared to say.
Cause I think we'd make a good team, and you would keep my fingernails clean. But that's just a stupid dream that I won't realize, cause I can't even look in your eyes. With that shaking and I ain't faking, I'll bring home the turkey if you bring home the bacon. I'm a lot like you, so please.
And we're back. That was Weezer with Yellow. A live version of El Scorcho from 1997. I love when things are recorded in 1997, particularly that song because it probably was early because it's around the time I was born.
I love when things are recorded in 1997 or released in 1997 because that's when Third Eye Blind came out, and that is a great album.
There's also reason to believe that the first White Stripes rehearsal / practice / time they were together as a band before their first performance was around the time I was born.
So, I feel like you're completely ignoring.
Yeah, I am. Because their first performance is in July of 1997. So I'm like, maybe their first practice was like in May. I don't know. Like,
Third Eye Blind was released in April of 97.
Yeah, that's kind of close to my birthday. It's a little older.
April 8th, 1997.
I am exactly 14 days older than M-bop. That's something one of my... A bunch of my older friends, like, by older, I mean, like, seven, a significant amount older than me, will, like, say.
All of the friends like, you met.
He's 14 years older, or 14 days older than
the Hillary Clinton
mbop.
Campaign.
Yes. Then, bop, 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 doo-wop, scoop-a-dop, bop. And then that was the last song was Ain't Got Nobody, which was the first track for Weezer's 2014 album, Everything Will Be Alright in the End. Which is an album that had like one real big hit on it that everyone loved, but everyone should have listened to the whole thing.
Was that Beverly Hills?
No, Beverly Hills was from
like 2004.
Make Believe, yeah. I love Weezer.
They're like 2006, maybe.
Weezer had like a big period of like not great stuff with Hurley, Death to False Metal, Ratitude was like an okay album. Ratitude had No, actually, it wasn't that good. It had two good songs on it, kind of. It had If You're Wondering If I Want You To, I Want You To, and I'm Your Daddy, which is a great song.
Weezer's Beverly Hills came out in 2005.
So 2005, right, on the smack album dab Make
in,
Believe.
Smack dab in the middle of the 2 years that I said.
You know,
2004, fair. 2006.
Red album has some... Whatever. They had a bad period where everyone was like, Weezer is not the best right now.
So you know what I saw... on Facebook this morning was that you know how you have like targeted ads?
Yeah.
One of my targeted ads was like Noisy.
Yeah.
It was what is the millennial Stairway to Heaven? The finals came down to Coldplay's Fix You.
No.
And The Killer's Mr. Brightside.
No. To both of those.
Mr. Brightside won.
Yeah, no, to
Mr.
both of
Brightside
those.
Is the millennial's Stairway to Heaven according
what?
To Noisy.
What does that even mean, though?
It's the criteria was like it's usually a rock song, a ballad of some sort, and like I'd have to go back.
I don't like that.
You know what?
Because culturally,
you know, it was knocked out in the first round.
What?
In the end, by Linkin Park.
Well, I'm glad it was knocked out.
Yeah, me too.
The best part of that is the Neil Cicerega The End off of
Mouth
Moves. Oh,
with the Doobie Brothers background?
Yeah.
I've fallen down the wormhole.
I tried so hard and got so far.
I've fallen down a wormhole of Neil Cicerega.
Neil Cicerega is amazing. He was in the theater yesterday and I didn't say hi. He was seeing Logan Lucky.
Yeah. Oh, he tweeted about that.
Did he?
Yeah, he said Logan Lucky. It's something about like Adam Driver steals the show. I follow Neil Cicerega on Twitter
because
I think he's very funny.
Yeah, I mean, he's an amazing guy. I think, like, he's my preferred source of comedy in that he's just so absurdist.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dwayne.
Dwayne what?
Dwayne the bathtub. I'm drowning. Wait.
What?
I screwed that up.
What else did we...
From one of his videos.
Oh,
the
yeah,
knock, knock jokes with him and Kevin and
What
Ryan.
Else did we say we were going to talk about before we leave?
We had McGregor thing. Mayweather.
Oh,
because that's what everybody's talking about.
McGregor's going to get killed.
No, I hope not.
He's not a boxer.
So if you don't want to talk about that, I pulled the article up about the Millennial
Stairway to Heaven. Okay, yeah. let's get it settled real quick. McGregor's going to die. If he manages to not die, that'll be impressive.
Yeah.
And I'm not a Floyd Mayweather fan. He deserves to get knocked out by someone who's not even a boxer. But will it happen? Probably not.
I hope. But we can all dream.
We can all dream.
Yeah.
Continue.
Anyway, so on noisy.vice.com, they have an article, What is the Millennial Stairway to Heaven? A Battle Royale. So the criteria for a Stairway to Heaven is, one, almost always a rock song, typically a ballad.
Okay.
Two, recognizable within the first few seconds. And three, already emotional from the jump, but eventually reaches a point that has all living things weeping openly. So the battles went down like this.
Yeah, give me some of the
Kanye West in the first round. It was Kanye West's Runaway versus My Chemical Romance, The Black Parade. There was
I don't like The Black Parade, but I would say The Black Parade.
The Black Parade lost that one. Kanye West Runaway went on. Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day versus She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5.
I would do Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Maroon 5 moved on.
Wow, okay, I'm 0 for 2.
Yeah. The Yeah's Maps versus The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
The Maps should have won. Oh my god, well, that's knocked, such a...
They got knocked out first round by Mr. Brightside.
That is a song that makes everyone cry. That is an amazing song, and it's immediately recognizable.
Then it was so they have a U.S. bracket, which is the one I'm reading now, and then a U.K. bracket on the
right. Okay, of course, good.
They have the final matchup on the U.S. bracket was Linkin Park's In the End versus Kelly Clarkson's Since You've Been Gone. Since You've Been Gone moved on to the second round.
I would say Since You've Been Gone should move.
Okay, so the second round came to be Maroon 5, She Will Be Loved versus Kanye West's Runaway.
Yeah.
Now, Runaway moved on.
Wait, give me the U.K. bracket. Give me the U.K. bracket.
Okay. So let's go.
So let's do the first rounds.
So the first rounds, let's break this down. Okay. The first round on the UK bracket was Coldplay's Fix You versus Muse's Knights of Cydonia.
Okay.
Obviously.
I would have done Fix You.
Second round was Florence and the Machine's Dog Days Are Over versus Snow Patrol's Chasing Cars.
Oh my god, Florence wins.
Chasing Cars won.
Boo! Next.
Second was the next matchup was Franz Ferdinand Take Me Out versus Keane's Somewhere Only We Know.
Okay, that's so funny because when you said like it has to be immediately recognizable and it has to be like the Millennial Stairway to Heaven, my first thought was Franz Ferdinand's Take Me Out, which is so weird because it has nothing to do with that.
Well, Keane beat it. Keane's Somewhere We Know.
Okay, I don't like these people's taste in music.
Okay, and then finally was Gorillaz' Feel Good Inc. versus MIA's Paper Planes.
Okay, Feel Good Inc.
Paper Planes won.
What? How did I get all of these wrong?
MIA won. So the second round, this is the semis of the U.S. matchup. Runaway versus She Will Be Loved. Their reasoning was, Ye made Adam Levine sing the hook of On Heard Him Say, meaning he technically owns him. Kanye wins.
Okay, We can stop this because we should go on to the final song.
Yeah.
But point being, Maps by the Yeahs is the Millennial Stairway to Heaven.
So anyway.
Or Franz Ferdinand's Take Me Out, but I think it's Maps.
Anyway, Brightside beat Runaway to move on to the finals. Yeah. So Brightside won the U.S. one, and Fix You beat Keane's Somewhere Only We Know, which I don't think I know that song.
I don't know that either.
And Fix You went on to the final and lost to Mr. Brightside. So Mr. Brightside is, according to Noisy, The Millennials' Stairway to Heaven.
I mean, I think they're also thinking top 40, which is kind of strange, I think. But Maps by the Yeahs is my
hashtag not my
spiritual winner.
Yeah,
hashtag, not my millennial stairway
hashtag
to heaven.
Not my millennial stairway to heaven. We're gonna start that.
Tweet that at the Astro Hour. Hashtag not my millennial stairway to heaven.
I'm gonna tweet the cover of Mr. Brightside's single. Hashtag not my millennial stairway to heaven.
It should be the Maps by the Yeahs, which I would play right now, but it's sad, so I don't want to. And instead, I want to play...
I think we should play Mr. Brightside. I'm not going to lie, though. I love Mr. Brightside.
I'm going to play a song about loss, because after this episode, we are losing Chris, because he has to go teach the youths.
The Utes. Did you say Utes?
I did say Utes. We're losing Chris.
What movie is that?
Sad. I don't know.
My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, is it?
Did you say Utes? Youths.
Oh, how did I miss that? I'm very ashamed. Whatever. Okay. Bye, Chris. It was lovely having you on for these many weeks.
Lovely being here.
It's
great.
Thank
you for having me.
I'll try to get some guests, and if not, I'm just going to play music.
When my schedule allows me, as long as Zach allows me, I will be back.
Of course. If we manage to score a cool-ass interview, for example, police commissioner and piano aficionado Bill Evans.
Yes.
Who has a lot to talk about now, given recent events. I'd love to talk to Bill Evans. Bill Evans, you are invited on this show, sir.
And Howie Carr,
please.
We're calling you
Howie
out.
Howie Carr, we're calling you out. Marty Walsh, you're also welcome, because I love you. So, Marty Walsh, if you come on the show, I'll go crazy. I love the Modern Lovers Roadrunner more than anything. Come on the show, and I'll play it. All right.
I hope I spelled millennial right.
You probably did. Follow us at the Astro Hour. You're listening to 915 WMFO in Medford. This has been the Astro Hour. My name has been Zach Going.
It's still Chris, but it has been Chris for a while. And he's Chris. As well.
And here is one of the greatest pop songs of all time. It is She's Gone by Hall & Oates.
Oh, yes.